Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Tell me how you feel.
Welcome back. It's the Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone. It's real, it's raw, it's radio. We got another hour coming at you, somewhere around there. Yeah, right at an hour. We got the full Johnny B Show crew in the building at Gennaro's on St. Pete Beach. If you came out tonight and grabbed some grub, we appreciate you. If you're in the area, you want to slide in here, there's still plenty of food. We're going to be here another hour, so get on in here.
It's a whole bird, man.
We'll feed you. We'll throw this food down your gullet. I made so much stuffing. So much! We have special guests in the building, ladies and gentlemen. We could not dominate the nighttime without the full domination of nighttime radio in the building.
Wait, who's in?
Isaiah can't.
Can we just do it?
Oh, yeah. Right now we got
one.
SBK!
SBK! SBK!
Oh, come on.
Bang!
Yeah, y'all could have done better.
Have you ever heard us?
I have heard that.
I love it, dude. Love it. Anytime I refer to SBK, I go to your soundboard and I hit your soundboard. It's like so funny, man.
Whenever I hear it, when I'm not on the air or whatever, I realize how ridiculous it is. But my mom told me when I first got in the radio, she goes, well, make sure they know your name.
Honestly, I was talking about it with my girlfriend. I don't know, probably a couple of weeks ago. I said, if it was anybody but Kevin, it would be obnoxious. I said, but it just works, man.
I'll tell you why I use it. I only use it to accent the rejoins.
Oh, no, I know.
I've done it forever.
And that's
it's catchy. Yeah. We love it.
I love it.
And I always, like, go to mom. I'm always
she
like,
does,
I'm like, who are you talking about?
Who are you talking about? SBK. So, I only use the SBK and the gunshot. That's the only ones I like.
I do that, and I layered and reverbed and echoed reverb, and boom.
That's awesome, man.
So,
I remember my podcast back in the day. I made my intro with just one mic and Audacity.
Okay, Audacity.
The free audition.
Yeah.
And it's me harmonizing with myself, and I got it on my soundboard somewhere in the studio, but... and I did it in one take, never even wrote it or thought about it. And it's so corny and stupid. It's funny, but it's like, hey, it's me, Johnny B, harmonizing with.
I've heard it. Yeah. You played it on your podcast.
Yeah, harmonizing with a different voice, Johnny B. And it's like, and then I did three tracks, all different. And then I had like me in the background doing like a doo wop, like a
ba-ba-ba-doom.
So you had a whole orchestra, like just you.
It was like a big fat band. Doo-wop. It was almost like the what is it? A 2 minute two and a half minute.
Yeah.
Almost like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, but it was so stupid. I laughed at it, and then I put it on the first podcast. People were like, man, that's dope. I love that intro. So I mean, you never know, man.
Can I say this, Johnny, real quick? Congratulations on your guys' success in the ratings at night. You know, we have nighttime domination.
Well, thank you. And we talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be number one if you guys weren't number one because it's the way.
There we go. There you go, Isaiah.
Perfect time.
After a couple of runs.
Much like everything in Isaiah's life, he's a little slow. I'm kidding, buddy.
No, I as far as what we're doing at night, like, I just hope people realize how hard it is to get those type of ratings in any day part. But the hardest day part to be successful in is nighttime
radio.
Yeah. 100%. And any morning guy or any other day part, they'll tell you that. So that's why when I found out that we were number one at night,
across the board. 6 to midnight.
I thought that was something that should be recognized and talked about because, you know, how many years you think they've been telling the sales rep, well, don't worry about nights.
Right.
Well, now you got to worry about them because we gave you ratings.
Yeah, and it generates excitement to all the night shows.
They talk about it all the time in the daytime.
No, they don't.
They
do talk about it. Yeah. I need them to talk about
it. I heard them talk about you.
No, they need to talk about it in the sales meeting.
I don't care about the hall. Well, here's the thing. Like, at the punch out, I talk to the salespeople I've never talked to before. So
you got
to
get them drunk.
It's a little bit
Yeah, I got a little tipsy, yeah.
And no, but every conversation, they came up and they said, hey, man, I saw your ratings. I'm like, I haven't even talked to you in my life. So, okay.
Right.
All right, thank you very much. So I appreciate that.
Were they all like the hot like sales females?
All the girls are pretty hot. But no, they were hot dudes, too.
No. Oh, they're
the guy with the pants? What's his name?
Let's just call it what it is. Whoa, yeah. Everybody in sales is they're okay. All
yeah, they're good looking people. Yeah.
Pants Tom, but you don't know for his genre he might be hot.
I'm just saying, back in like the 80s, he was probably a stud. Yeah.
Pants.
Did you ever see him get wheeled out to an ambulance at the station?
No.
Okay, maybe I have a false memory.
All I know is Pants got me a gig one time. So,
did he?
Yeah, he looked it up. So I got love for Pants.
Yeah,
Pants
he's a good dude.
Pants be blowing up the bathroom, too.
Oh, I blow up the bathroom, too, on the first floor, though.
You're giving Mr. Adams a stall one.
When Jerry Springer came in, he made Jerry Springer take a picture of him, or it was like a pose picture where he's wearing Pants and somebody else wearing a
fight.
Oh, he's
holding him up.
Yeah, and he's like, pulling him apart and stuff like that.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Yeah. That's like I used to DJ at a bottle club years and years, like 25 years ago. And the Anvil, he just died, a WWE guy. Nightheart.
Jim
the Nightheart. He came in. He was a friend of one of our bouncers. Right. And he's like, hey, man, I want you to meet, you know, this guy is a WWE guy. So I thought it'd be funny, instead of, like, shaking his hand, like, to stomp and punch right in front of him. Like, thinking he's going to, like, jar his head back. Like, man, I moonwalked like Michael Jackson in his heyday. I was like, oh, I'm getting away from this, man. Yeah, I thought I was dead. I was like, you're an idiot, dude.
Trying to be you a Michael Jackson or Prince guy?
Uh-oh.
Prince.
Oh.
You're a Prince guy.
I like Michael
Jackson.
You
can't like both?
No, there's a debate. There's an ongoing debate on the
show between me and Mo.
No, yeah. I mean,
I flip and flop back and forth.
Yeah. I don't.
He can't make up his mind.
I like a lot of what Michael did, but Prince to me was like a prodigy. Like, Michael did what he did as King of Pop, but Prince is one of those guys that could play several instruments.
You impressed by that?
Yeah. Like, it's one of the reasons why.
I'm not. One thing that matters is what comes out of speakers.
But I just think he's a genius, like Stevie Wonder. You know, he's on a whole different level.
Okay.
That's what you call a prodigy. And I think Prince was on that kind of level, just like I feel that way about Brian McKnight. I feel that way about artists. They're way different.
I don't like sexy music. He's too sexy.
We can tell.
Prince.
He makes you feel like you're never going to get laid or what?
Yeah.
No,
does it make you feel like warm and stuff like that?
No, it just makes me feel funny. I don't know.
Here's one of the things I hate about working with these millennial babies. The other day I said to her, I said, man, I go, what he did on Purple Rain, you know, she goes, I've never seen it. I go, oh, my God.
What?
Oh, I've never seen it. Neither is Ryan Adams, neither is this. Yeah.
Not
oh,
wow.
Oh, my God.
The whole
half
movie?
Of it.
Oh well, like,
is he singing it? Is he singing the whole time in it? In Purple Rain?
It's a musical, but it's a movie.
Yeah, forget it.
Yeah,
we
don't like musicals.
What?
Sorry.
No, Morris Day and the Time.
I wouldn't call it a musical, though.
No, it's not like.
There's like a couple of performances
on there.
Yeah.
A lot of singing.
I mean,
more than one.
Prince. Have you heard Purple Rain? That's
the
song.
Yeah, I saw Purple Rain, yeah.
Well, what about When Doves Cry?
I think it's
I know the songs, yeah.
I think it matches up, like Purple Rain, the movie and the album. I don't think there was a better pairing of a movie and an album.
Was it a movie that was written from the album? Was that
yes,
the concept?
Yes. Where every song that was on the album.
Let's Go Crazy.
Okay, and then performed in a movie.
But it didn't seem like, we're going to stop and perform now. It just flowed naturally.
Right, I would die for you.
Mark Maybe if Day I was super high. I don't know. I've listened to the whole album, obviously.
How do you like Prince and you've never seen Purple Rain?
That's why can I not like? I don't like sitting and watching like a musical movie.
It's not a musical
movie.
No, it's a concert movie. They don't break out in the song while they're talking.
It's not like that. Like, it makes sense. The whole,
is there a story?
The whole thing is a story.
Yeah.
And they sing.
Is it like Evita, sort of?
No.
Oh, my.
Okay. Nothing's like Evita.
It's loosely based on his real life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, the singing made sense because he was an artist.
Well, he's at concerts. All the singers at concerts. Yeah. He's not in the middle of like Publix, and all of a sudden he's like, "I'll give me some cold cuts."
So is it more like a documentary then?
No, it's an actual movie. It's not like, okay, we're gonna go into our cheesy singing bit now.
No,
right.
It's not like La La Land.
All right, I'll give it a
shot. Lasted 15 minutes through that crap.
La La Land.
Yeah,
are those the people that they won?
They won all the awards.
They thought they won
horrible
Best Picture, and then they gave it to Moonlight. That was horrible for real.
Mm. Here's what happened. happened. Here's what happened to me in La La Land. It starts off in L.A. during a traffic jam, and none of the cars are moving, and all of a sudden all these people get out the cars and start dancing on cars and singing like a Broadway musical.
Mm. Not like that.
I was like, nope, that's not for me.
Wasn't it like really jazzy?
If jazzy is another word for gay, it was.
It's very jazzy.
I have seen all the chapters of Trapped in the Closet, though.
That's very
good. That R. Kelly album.
Who are you?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
And I watch it like on a bi-yearly basis. Like every other year, I'll sit and I'll watch all of them.
As much as I think so everyone needs to see Trapped in the Closet,
it's so good.
You have to have seen Purple Rain.
First.
You just have to see
first. They've never seen Friday.
No, I've seen Friday. I love Friday.
She's never seen Friday.
Stuff to throw.
I don't know. Yeah, right. Yeah, flip this table right now.
You know how many times I do a Friday reference and they look at me like I'm stupid? You know, like if we're reading a story and there's somebody named Craig.
Oh,
Craig!
Goodness.
You know, like, you got him off.
I thought you were making fun of Craig.
That's my bike, fool. Yeah, nothing.
You guys aren't living a good life.
I agree. Mm. I agree, man.
It's so much more fun before this stupid technology.
I agree, man. That was when movies were awesome.
Yeah. I had it on VHS.
Like, because
my mom let me watch that movie when
because
I was a
of technology
boy.
Now, I actually had to go where I told my fiance I was going.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now they can
horrible.
Blow up your spot. Now on Twitter, they could even blow up your spot. Because they'd be like, hey, it's because
I'm
Best
just sitting
Buy.
Here
like, what the hell, man?
There,
blowing
takes
up my
a picture
spot.
Of me yeah. like I'm blowing up your spot.
Man, we can't lie about anything now.
Nope.
It's true, man.
Like, is that your wife?
Nah, can't bro, cheat, man. They got GPS on you, on your right. phone, your car.
You got to be honest.
Yeah. Get out of here, Isaiah.
Yeah, they know you're not cheating.
Yeah.
Shame.
Yeah, you get home and your girl greets you at the door and like, let me smell your D.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, did she really?
Yeah. She's from Winter Haven.
Is she really?
She DM'd me one time. She's like, hey, I heard your radio show, boy. And I'm like, I wish you had more music because you had that one hit. You know, something's going on.
No,
it's a,
why you coming home?
Yeah.
5 in the
That's
morning.
That's it, yeah. Oh, you know the
something's
song.
Something's going on. Can I smell your...
My tie into that, the guy that produced that track
right?
used to be my partner on 105.5 The Beat in Fort Myers.
See?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All connected.
Let me smell your D.
Hey, yo, he bought a car off that. You know how many guys watched their D after they cheated after that song came out?
Oh, yeah.
You always got it.
Is there a backstory on that? Because at first I thought it was a parody video, but it's not.
No.
Well, no, you know, like.
It's a real song.
Well, you come home from the club. A lot of guys, they're stupid, they're slipping.
Yeah.
Smell your D. I see what you've been up to.
It's like a PSA almost. For
think
like,
about
for,
it.
Yeah.
It's or really a bluff. You got to be confident. You just go, okay.
I would definitely say no.
Like, no matter where I was.
Who wants to smell this right now?
Man, I just got off work. I've been lifting boxes all day. Man, it's not good for anybody.
Y'all been noticed, like it's so unfair being a man. Like, your girl, she comes home from work. You give her a hug. She's been out all day. They still smell relatively fresh.
Yeah.
You get out of the shower, balls start to deteriorate.
Immediately.
From the time you dry them off, it's almost time to wash them again.
Yeah, shelf life ain't good. You know what you need? You need a midget LeBron James with gold bond just walking out.
Oh, but then it cakes up and then it gets all.
Whatever, man. You know.
Then you got like that. What did he call that stuff that gets
pancake
stuck
batter?
Yeah.
In the summertime. That's what I got.
Butt. Swamp ass.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I talked about my hygienic process with these guys.
Very extensive.
Like what? Do you shave your boys?
Not all the time.
I like to be smooth.
Once in a while. I don't have to go very much. Like right now, it looks like Ben Kingsley Jr. if he just forgot to cut his hair for a couple days.
But, okay, so it's like not pressed but kind of permed.
Yeah, it's nice. I should probably put a do-rag on it, get some waves.
Yeah, get some waves.
Hey, you know what? I would never, ever say this, ever. I would love to see a do-rag.
Dude, take that
like,
shark tank.
Where do you put the do-rag part? Under the balls?
Yeah.
Do you tie it?
It's called the D-rag. It's called the D-rag.
Yeah. The B-rag.
You get some little waves.
Balls.
Yeah.
You just make a little thong.
You got a little
stick everything back there.
Yeah. Maybe you get real creative. You throw it up, right?
Yeah.
Soul glow on there?
Yeah, like pick it out.
That's the only place I can grow hair.
All right, we got to take a break.
Nah, man, we good.
Yeah, man,
we keep talking about bracing for suckers.
I don't know, man. Man, you know, sometimes you get behind.
You haven't lived if you haven't combined 3 breaks, bro.
Oh, we've done all
and have a really email you.
Oh, I don't, dude, she don't email me. She comes to me face to face, and that's a scary, scary situation.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's a weird situation.
I love it when we walk out of the studio and Ryan be like, yo, y'all got another break, you know?
I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah.
That really happened a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I was telling
it happens all the time.
Well, I just saw it in person. Like, and normally I come creeping in, like, right, you know, a minute or two before because I'm still wrapping up the prep. But, yeah, I walk in, and Ryan's like, man, they had a whole break left. And I'm like, dude, fix it.
Last week,
he's like, I got it.
Somebody brought something. I think it was moonshine or something.
Yeah.
I combined all three breaks in the 8 o'clock hour. Oh, and it was like 8:20, and I'd already – and JR goes, you know, we got to go to the end of the show, right?
And I was like, no, I didn't know that. Oh, no.
At least you got Mo there. He can talk about
– what?
Mo would fix it. No, yeah. I mean, but Mo could talk about anything for like 40 minutes if
let,
we need him.
Let me tell you something, man. I wish we had sat down so you could give me some Mo 101.
Yeah.
I'm finding out stuff
it's
way
a process.
We're finding out the hard way.
What are you learning?
Okay.
No, that's not my exit music.
Oh, that's his music. That's Mo's outro music.
Man, you just scared the hell out
that's
of me.
That's his walk up music.
Yeah.
Well, That's my dirty underwear music.
That's all the David Bowie you will ever hear on the show. All
right, so what do you learn about
Mo? He's a genius.
His call-in pattern.
Mm-hmm.
When he's going to call out sick. I see the pattern.
You should put sick in quotes.
Well, sometimes his grandma dies again.
Yeah. Well, I learned that there's already been six grandmas that have died. So.
They just keep coming back. That's how they are.
Really?
Oh, man, the Billingtons are crazy like that.
He is making a zombie movie.
Yeah. Grandma, you're back. Grandma, you got a morning show on a zombie movie.
I just see him sitting around and we go, I told Kevin.
What can I tell him?
You just got the three dots on the iPhone just waiting for a long time.
Kevin,
it goes away.
Kevin,
comes back.
Kevin. Let me talk to you real quick, Kevin. You know I twisted my ovary last time I was at the gym, right? Man, you ain't got no ovary. Man, you don't know me like that, man. After my fifth Bowie concert, they give you an ovary.
That sounds like dude, he says a lot of ridiculous stuff, and I'm getting to know him, and he's a weird dude, much weirder than anybody else on the phone.
Oh, exactly. Ain't even the word.
You will never even know. No. He's the weirdest guy in the
Whoa.
That's Isaiah,
No, that's the guy in the bathroom. He just keeps talking.
I mean, Isaiah, you're a special kind of dude, you know? I mean, I don't really know.
Emphasis on special.
Mo's a weird guy, though.
Good guy, though,
I don't know. The first thing, Jovan brought us some sausage, wild boar sausage.
Oh, yeah, that was last week.
I was listening, actually.
Jalapeno cheese. Yeah, that was last week.
Off the air, he kept asking Jovan how to cook them.
You know how many times he's asked me how to cook something simple?
And Jovan's not paying attention to him. He's talking to JR about something else.
Yeah.
And Mo keeps going, so can I put him in a pan with a little oil? And Jovan's just like looking and turns around. He goes, what about onions and peppers? Is that acceptable?
He's like, what kind of oil do I put in? I'm like, oh,
I'm like, you don't know how to cook salt.
Yeah.
You
so easy.
Know how to cook, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he called me up one day. He goes, hey, can I grill shrimp? What are you talking about, dude?
Oh, man.
I go, what kind of shrimp do you got?
I don't know. It's got, you know, it's like, it's curved.
You got the curve.
The curve.
You know, it's got like a tail on it, you know.
I go, how big is it?
It's, you know, like shrimp size.
I'm like, I go, how do you want to eat it? You want to scampi it? Oh, scampi sounds good. How do you do that? I go, you got some butter and some garlic, man?
No hope.
Some butter and some garlic. He goes, I don't know if we got any of my Melody! Man, I had to guide him through the process, and he's like, I want to grill him. I go, you shouldn't be around fire, Mo.
He made a grilled cheese for the first time this past weekend.
Oh, yeah, that was his first,
It's adorable.
And he was yelling at us, too. He's like, you know, you butter it.
Three ingredients, and he had to Google it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's worse than me.
I got my mind blown on how to properly make a grilled cheese from a chef friend of mine about 6 months ago.
You ain't putting no brie on it, are you?
No.
Okay,
I ain't
got
too
go.
Fancy. No. But he told me the secret. He toasts
it is
all sides.
Oh, yeah.
What he does
is all sides.
Oh,
butter,
nice.
Put it on the pan, right?
Oh.
Flip it over, put the meat on the already toasted butter side.
Wait,
and
you
the
put
cheese.
Meat
not the meat, I mean the cheese.
Well, hold on now. You said meat.
Oh, I put meat on everything. my grilled cheese is a meaty grilled cheese.
Yeah.
What kind of meat?
Cheese meat.
Just ham, whatever.
That's a ham and cheese sandwich, bro.
Grilled. press. But it's not a panini. That's a panini. That's not a grilled cheese.
Right. You know what I mean? But you toast, you butter the inside. Flip it over, and then you put the cheese on, and then do it. So now you got...
I might be down with that.
Now you got crispy, buttery on both sides. Both.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
But then is it going to crunch too hard?
Nope. It's a game changer. I had it. I put it in my mouth, and I enjoyed it very much.
That's how you do it.
That sounds delicious.
And it wasn't no fancy cheese either. It was like sharp cheddar. It was good.
I just like the Kraft singles. Grilled cheese.
Oh, God, you basic little...
Yeah. No, I like to be basic, too. Yeah, I tried to do some vegan grilled cheeses.
No. Yeah, it's not cheese can't even melt.
Cashew cheese.
Don't do it.
They haven't made a cheese that melts properly yet.
No. Because it ain't cheese.
And it doesn't have... I don't know. It's all vegetables. How could it ever taste like cheese?
It won't.
Yeah.
It won't. How come vegans and vegetarians want to shape the vegetables like meat? If you don't like meat, don't make it look like meat.
I don't like the fake meat. I tried it. I would have to do
the Beyond Burger stuff? You had that?
That's good stuff.
That is good.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'll take that. The ones that they make look like it bleed, like with the beyond?
I don't like that. Mm.
That's weird. They got fake burgers that look like burgers, and you squeeze them, and it's like over medium. It's like beet juice. Looks like it's bleeding.
Oh, wow. That's the thing. With that thing, you have to make everything else. You have to do everything else over the top. You know what I mean? You got to make sure you grill your bun, maybe put some seasoning on
everything else has to be
Has to be top notch, or you're gonna be
can you taste the difference? I haven't had one
of course you can. Okay.
There's good veggie burgers.
It's like, I would say it's 90% tastes like meat, though.
It will get you through if you were like, yo, I really want some meat, but I'm a vegan, I'm tempted, and you went and had that, you'd be like, oh my god, this is excellent.
Well, like Kevin said, if you all the other toppings and the bun is on point, you could do a portobello mushroom, like a big steak of it, and just grill it up real nice, and it tastes all right.
Yeah, but that's still a mushroom sandwich. It's good.
It
I'm not saying it's not
but
good.
But if you're trying to avoid meat, or like if you go to like Burgermonger does a black bean burger.
Yeah, those are excellent.
You'd really have to bring that home. If I was in there, I wouldn't be able to sit there and eat.
That one you could have got a meat burger.
Who's the gay guy to order the bean burger?
when I tried to eat like vegan and healthy, I did not do the fake meat. Those soy chicken nuggets. Ugh.
Nah, bro.
I would do falafel. Falafel was my meat.
Chickpeas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do
chickpeas
that.
Chickpeas are good all kinds of ways.
But it's not trying to be meat. Chickpeas are chickpeas.
It worked. It gave me enough of a substance where I was good. I could live off falafel now.
Yeah, it's good.
I actually was not doing meat for like a month one time, and I did a lot of tofu. And if you make tofu right, it ain't too bad either.
I could do my tofu at like a Chinese place.
Yeah.
I can do that.
There's a sushi place next to my house in Valrico. We went there last night, and everybody was raving about it. They have, like, tofu egg rolls or something. And they're like, you got to try them. I'm like, I ain't got to do anything. But
what's that other tofu-like stuff?
Tempeh. It's probably
not tempeh. Satan?
Satan.
No, there's something.
I think I know what you're talking
about. You want to eat the devil's tofu. I don't know what's going on.
Somebody gave me a recipe for vegan ribs.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no. Oh, you know who has those? Oh, there's a restaurant. Is it? It ain't Dollar Barbecues that has vegan ribs.
I hope not.
No, it's somebody has them, though. I saw it, and I can't think of what it is. I can't remember right now, but it's supposed to be good. I think they do it out of mushrooms or something.
I just picture myself preparing my vegan barbecue and putting it on the smoker for about 6 hours, and be like, yeah, it's time to... And the 6 hours, and it just tastes
this
like...
crumbles. This
smoked
garbage.
Smoked tofu.
Nah, man.
Mm. That's disgusting.
Nah, the smoker's for me. I was like, was it you, Anna, was asking me if you could smoke Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
That was you?
Yeah.
He's like, can you smoke Brussels sprouts? I'm like, why, though? Like, you could smoke whatever you want, but I don't want to smoke no... It's very... Smoking is... You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to smoke everything you eat. Mm-hmm. You want to... It's a real precious thing. Like, you want to...
You want to keep it sacred almost.
That's something you take your time and you prepare your meat. And,
yeah.
I mean, the prep for good barbecue is the real work. I mean, it's
all about the prep.
Yeah, it's all about how you rub the brine and everything else. The smoke, I mean, just set the temperature and have the wood on it. That's easy.
Yeah.
It's all the other love you put into it.
Sure, sure. No, I totally understand that.
Just throw some Brussels sprouts on there and like, smoke up, bitch.
What you trying to do?
My buddy got a smoker, and it's one of those like old school ones from the 80s. You
like
know?
A barrel?
Yeah, the barrel thing. So he made a bunch of food. He made chicken thighs, a whole chicken. And I was like, this is delicious. So then my mind starts racing. What else can you just throw in here? Mm-hmm. So and then Brussels sprouts got brought.
No,
I was like,
nobody ever goes straight to Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. That's where my mind else
could I put on the smoker.
Yeah, just anything. I mean, there's some pie in there, man.
You do vegetables.
Some pie. Yeah, why not?
I have a big green egg, and I've seen people make cakes in it and everything else. Really? It gets up to 800 degrees if you want. Mm-hmm. And
you ever got yours up to 800?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, not because I wanted it to. Like, I forgot, and I didn't have the spacer on there, and the flames were hitting all high, and I go, I'll just shut the lid on it. And then I turn it in the mode real quick. Maybe I'll just put the lid on it. And then all of a sudden, I look down, and the temperature's like, it's real goddamn hot in there. Like, I'm like, you want to make a pizza? I'm like, no, I'm trying to make some sausage. I ain't trying to. How do you do sausage?
Oh, no.
Put it in pan, sear it up a little bit. What kind of oil do you use? Olive oil, eh? That's some good stuff. I want my sausage to look young.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.